Hello, welcome to my very first episode of What's Going On in Major League Baseball for Tuesday, August 7th. As yes, some baseball games were played today. As let's kick them off as we go, not go in order, but we'll kick them off by game. So Bryce Harper and Ryan Zimmerman hit consecutive homers to spark a four-run fourth inning, and a surging Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 8-3 Tuesday in the opener of a split doubleheader. Rookie right-hander Jeffrey Rodriguez, who's 1-1, allowed one run on three hits in five innings to earn his first major victory. He also got his first big league hit and scored a run. Charlie Kluberson homered for the Braves, and Nick Markakis contributed two hits and an RBI. Harper led off the fourth with his 27th home run, and Zimmerman followed a drive far over the center field wall for a 2-1 lead. After Rodriguez doubled with two outs, Trey Turner and Juan Soto hit an RBI singles. Washington pulled away for the four-run sixth after Anthony Rendon delivered a sacrifice fly. Harper singled in a run, and Zimmerman hit a two-run double. The game was a makeup of rainout on July 21st. Washington won 9 of 12 to move four games over 500, which they are 58-54, for the first time since June 29th. The Nationals are chasing the first-place Philadelphia and Atlanta in the NL East. And in the nightcap, Ender Inciarte snapped a ninth-inning tie with a two-run triple. The Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 3-1 to win and split the doubleheader against the Nationals. Tyler White hit a two-run homer in the eighth inning, and the Houston Astros pulled off a late rally for the second straight game, beating San Francisco 2-1 on Tuesday. This time, the AL West leaders again trailed 1-0 when Gonzalez doubled and White hit a high-arching shot to left field off Ray Black, who's now 1-1. Joe Smith struck out the only two batters he faced in the seventh for the win. Hector Rondon pitched a scoreless ninth and 13th save in 16 tries. Astros starter Dallas Keuchel gave up one run and three hits in six innings, striking out five and walking two. Giants starter Madison Bumgarner pitched seven scoreless innings, allowing five hits and three walks while striking out seven. He is 4-1 with a 2.08 ERA and six starts against the Houston Astros career-wise. The Giants scored in the second on a single by Chase Darnot. He left the game in the fourth with a bruised left knee after fouling a ball off himself. Streaking Matt Carpenter hit his 30th home run, a tie-breaking drive in the eighth inning that lifted the St. Louis Cardinals over the Miami Marlins 3-2 on tonight. Carpenter connected for the fourth time in five consecutive games and increased his career-high home runs. He also extended his streak of reaching base safely to 26 games, the longest active string in the majors. Carpenter, who has won two of the last three NL Player of the Week awards, sent a shot off of Eisler Hernandez, who's now 2-6, into the Cardinals' bullpen in right field. Several St. Louis relievers celebrated with their arms in the air. Paul DeJong hit a tying two-run homer in the seventh, and for the Cardinals, who have won 8 of 12, Marcell Ozuna had a pair of hits. He is 5-for-8 in his first two games at Marlins Park since being traded by Miami to St. Louis in the offseason. Miles Michaelis pitched seven innings, allowing two runs on five hits. Dakota Hudson pitched the eighth for the St. Louis Cardinals, was aided by an impressive defensive play when center fielder Harrison Bader charged in and made a diving catch to take a hit away from Martin Prado. Bud Norris worked around a walk and a wild pitch in the ninth for his 22nd save and 25 chances. Pablo Lopez allowed two runs in seven innings, and Derek Dietrich had three hits for the Marlins, who have lost 7 of 8. Justin Bour hit an RBI single in the Miami first after Dietrich led off with a hit. JT Riddle tripled to begin the fifth and scored on a single by Miguel Rojas. Mitch Moreland hit a three-run homer during a five-run 10th inning, helping Boston Red Sox overcome Craig Kimbrell's blown save to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 10-7 on Tuesday night for their fifth straight win. Moreland's one-out shot off Ken Giles followed a triple by Mookie Betts and a walk by Andrew Benintendi. The All-Star first baseman drove in four. Jackie Bradley Jr. added a two-run homer later in the inning. Giles was charged with five runs in the first home appearance with Toronto since being acquired from Houston in a deal that sent back Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna. Kimbrell gave up a solo homer to Justin Smoke with one out in the ninth inning, tying the game at five. Kimbrell struck out the side otherwise. It was Kimbrell's second blown save in four outings. J.D. Martinez had a three-run homer in the eighth, his his major league leading 34th homer. Martinez finished 3-for-5 with an RBI. Boston used a 4-run eighth in the 3-1 deficit into a 5-3 lead, but could not close it out. Toronto's Luke Mile hit a RBI double off Matt Barnes in the eighth before Smoke tied it with a shot off Kimbrel. Boston got just 2 hits out 7 innings against the Marcus Stroman. Stroman came out to warm up in the eighth but did not throw a pitch, leaving with trainer Nick Huffman. After she came out to examine a blister on the middle finger of his pitching hand. Devin Travis and Kevin Pillar hit 2-run homers for the Blue Jays. Toronto has lost 11 of 14 games in the AL East leading Red Sox, owners of the best record in baseball. Red Sox left-hander Drew Pomerantz allowed 2 runs on 4 hits in 4 2/3 of an innings, matching a season worst with 5 walks. The retractable roof at the Rogers Center was open with the game began, but started to swing closed in the middle of the fifth. In the eighth, a steady stream of water could be seen leaking into the seats in the right field. Willie Adames hit a solo homer with 2 outs in the ninth inning, giving Tampa Bay Rays a 4-3 win over Baltimore Orioles on Tuesday night. Adames' fifth homer of the season came off Miguel Castro. Sergio Romo got a win after retiring 2 batters in the ninth, helping Tampa Bay break a 3-game losing streak. Tim Beckham and Trey Mancini homered, and Alex Cobb pitched 7 strong innings for Baltimore. Cobb attempted to win a consecutive start for the first time with the Orioles, gave up only 2 hits after the first inning and retired the last 10 batters he faced against his former team. Cobb left with a 3-1 lead, but the Rays tied it in the eighth without getting a hit. 3 walks and a wild pitch by reliever Evan Phillips and throwing error on first baseman Chris Davis helped the Rays score 2 unearned runs to make it 3-all. Jake Bowers drove in the only run off Cobb with a 3rd straight single in the first inning following falling hits by Maxell Smith and Matt Duffy. Tyler Glanz now struck out 9-4 innings in his second start for the Rays after being acquired from Pittsburgh on July 31st. He was lifted after throwing 61 pitches, having given up only 2 hits. One of them was a hit for a home run by Beckham in his fifth of the season. Mancini's 16th homer and his 4th since the All-Star break came off Jamie Schultz and put the Orioles ahead 2-1 in the fifth. Mark Trumbo drove in another Baltimore run and a single in the sixth, extending his hitting streak to 9 games. Mike Montgomery allowed 5 hits over 6 innings, plus David Bote drove in a career-high 3 runs, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Kansas City Royals 5-0 Tuesday night. Montgomery, who the Royals drafted in the first round in 2008, picked up his first win since June 29th. Montgomery is 3-0 and is with a .40 ERA in the 4 appearances against the Royals. Bote's first career triple with 2 out in the first scored Ben Zobrist and Jason Hayward. His 5th inning single scored Javier Baez. Victor Quintana, who led off the inning with a single, scored Zobrist's sacrifice fly. Zobrist left in the bottom of the inning with left hip tightness. Ian Happ sacrificed fly in the 8th, scored Bote in his final run. Royals rookie Brad Keller was removed after 6 innings, allowing 4 runs and 7 hits and 3 walks. The Royals had only 1 runner past second base when Alberto Mondesi swiped 3rd in the 7th. The Royals have lost 6 straight and are 14-43 since May 30th. They are tied with Baltimore for the worst record, 34-79 in the majors. Jameson Taillon beat Chad Bettis in a matchup of pitchers who battled testicular cancer last year, and the Pittsburgh Pirates hit 3 homers in a 10-2 victory over the Colorado Rockies on Tuesday night. Taillon allowed 10 hits in second complete game of the season. The 26-year-old right-hander struck out 3 and walked 1, helping the Pirates stop a 3-game slide. Starling Marte hit a solo drive in the first, and Jordy Mercer connected for a 3-run shot against Bettis, who is with 2 outs in the 4th. Josh Harrison kept Pittsburgh's 5-run 5th with a 2-run homer off Jake McGee. Bettis allowed 9 runs on 8 hits and 4 2/3 of an inning in the first start after missing 5 weeks with a blister on his right middle finger. Taillon was diagnosed with cancer last year and missed 6 weeks after surgery last May. Bettis was diagnosed in November 2016. He was cleared to report for spring training before tests revealed he had cancer in his lymph nodes and underwent treatment. He made his season debut August 14th and started 9 games last year. Colorado made it 10-2 on Carlos Gomez's 2-run double with 1 out in the 6th. Sal Romano got the win in New York homecoming, pitching into seven innings and lift for the Cincinnati Reds over the Mets 6-1 on Tuesday night in a game delayed by 1 hour and 40 minutes in the first inning. Romano was born in Sosset, nearby Long Island, and grew up in Southington, Connecticut. He allowed a run, 2 hits, and 3 walks while striking out 5 over 6 innings plus to help the Reds snap a 3-game skid. The 24-year-old took the mound 2 hours later than anticipated, but the 3-0 lead led the Reds outburst and booked a thunderstorm. Mets starter Jason Vargas allowed hits to 3 of the 4 batters he faced, including Scooter Jeanette, who laced an RBI single to give Cincinnati a lead shortly before players were waved off the field. Irvin hit a 2-run homer in the third in the Mets. Prospect Dilson Herrera led off the ninth with a pinch hit homer. Vargas took the loss after allowing 3 runs on 3 hits while recording 1 out. Fernando Rodney struck out Francisco Lindor with a tying run on second base in the ninth after Alberto Mejia pinched 1-hit ball over 5 innings. And the Minnesota Twins beat the Cleveland Indians 3-2 on Tuesday night. Lindor homered in the eighth, but struck out looking on a 2-2 pitch at Rodney's record 325th career save, moving him 17th place on the career list. Yan Gomes led off the ninth and was credited with a hit after Miguel Sano bobbled his ground ball behind third base. Sano recovered, but Gomes beat the throw. Jason Kipnis struck out on a pinch hitter. Melky Cabrera flied out. Gomes took second on Mitch Garver's pass ball, but Rodney's closed the 25th save of the season. A bloop single by Lindor in the first was the only hit off Mejia, making his 4th start and 5th appearance of the season. The left-hander retired at the last 12 batters he faced and was pulled after throwing 68 pitches with a strained left wrist. Gabriel Moya relieved Mejia to begin the 6th. The injury was an unannounced the following inning. Minnesota's pitched rebounded from a 10-0 loss Monday. Cleveland managed only 2 hits through 7 innings, but Lindor's homer and pinch hitter Leonis Martin sacrificed fly made it a 1-run game. Garver's homer in the 2nd inning denied Carlos Carrasco's a chance to move into a tie for the AL lead and wins. The right-hander allowed 3 runs on 6 1/3 innings. Garver's homer also ended the stretch of 22 straight scoreless innings by the Cleveland Indians pitchers against Minnesota. The start of the game was delayed by rain for 2 hours and 10 minutes. Miguel Andujar homered and singled in the go-ahead run in the 13th inning. Sonny Gray won his first relief outing since 2013, and the New York Yankees beat the Chicago White Sox 4-3 on Tuesday night. Andujar had 3 hits, including a go-ahead single in the 13th, and Giancarlo Stanton added a 2-run shot as New York won its 2nd straight following a 5-game skid. Gray pitched 3 scoreless innings in the first appearance since losing his spot in the starting rotation. He allowed a hit and a walk while striking out 4. Gray hadn't came out of the bullpen since his rookie season with Oakland. After Stanton's homer made it 3-1 in the 10th, Jose Abreu hit a 2-run homer against Zach Britton in the bottom of the inning. Didi Gregorius started the 13th rally with a 1-out walk off against Luis Avilan, and Gleyber Torres struck out Luke Voit singled to put runners on 1st and 2nd, and Duar then singled to left, scoring Gregorius. Breyer's homer was a 20th this season, making him the 18th player with at least 20 homers in each of his first 5 seasons. Yankees starter CC Sabathia struck out 12 and allowed a run over 5 2/3 of an inning. The left-hander became the first player 38 or older with that many strikeouts in a game since Randy Johnson on August 22nd of 2008. According to ESPN stats and info, White Sox starter Reynald Lopez took a no-hitter to the 6th inning and allowed 1 run and 4 hits in 7 innings. Shohei Ohtani hit a 3-run homer during a 7-run first inning, and the Los Angeles Angels celebrated Mike Trout's 27th birthday with 11-5 victory over the Detroit Tigers on Tuesday night. Jhenmir Calderano hit a 2-run homer in the 5th and drove in 3 runs, and the Tigers emerged from their 4-game offensive funk, but still dropped a 0-5 on their first 6-game California road trip. The Angels' first 8 batters reached base with 6 hits and an error and a walk against Jacob Turner, who lasted just 1 inning in his first appearance for Detroit since 2012. Turner, a former Tigers prospect who returned on a minor league deal this season, struggled in the rotation spot opened by Mike Fryer's trade to Oakland. Otani's 411-foot homer was his third in August, and he added a single in the third to multi-hit performance in five games. Before the game, the Angels said Otani will throw a bullpen session Saturday in the next step in his rookie recovery from a sprained elbow ligament. Arcia's bases loaded single gave him a 12 RBI in his first three starts. There's a record for any player in the first three home starts of a major league career since RBI became an official stat in 1920, according to Stats LLC. Detroit scored just three runs over 40 innings in the first four games of this trip and matched a total in two innings against Andrew Haney's. Calderano hit an RBI double in the first inning, and Jacoby Jones added a run-scoring double in the second. Haney preserved through five rocky innings, yielding five runs and eight hits. Upton snapped a 0-for-15 slump with an infield single in the first. The former Tigers slugger added his 22nd homer in the sixth. Rich Hill pitched into the sixth to beat his former club for the first time, leading the Los Angeles Dodgers past the Athletics 4-2 on Tuesday night to snap Oakland's six-game winning streak. Hill allowed two runs on three hits and four walks while striking out five and a third innings. He is 3-1 with a 3.12 ERA and eight road starts. Chris Davis hit a two-run homer in the sixth, his 32nd, to get the A's back into the chase, but the Dodgers put the key insurance run on Matt Kemp's RBI single in the seventh. That followed a leadoff double by pinch hitter Jock Peterson. No late inning magic or dramatic fashion for the home team this time. The Dodgers took a 1-0 lead against Sean Manaea in the first off Eurike Hernandez RBI groundout. The Los Angeles added a run on Austin Barnes' second inning sacrifice bunt, then Cody Bellinger's RBI single in the third. Kenley Jansen closed out with a pair of strikeouts in the perfect ninth for his 32nd save. Oakland had an eight-game home winning streak. The A's six-game winning streak matched their season high. Now it's time for the scoreboard report, as yes, it's all games today. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Marlins 3-2. The Washington Nationals, game one of the doubleheader, they won 8-3. The Astros beat the Giants 2-1. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings, 10-7. The Atlanta Braves won the second game of the doubleheader 3-1. The Twins beat the Indians 3-2. The Reds beat the Mets 6-1. The Rays defeated the Orioles 4-3. The Rangers outslugged the Mariners 11-4. The Yankees won in 13 innings against the White Sox 4-3. The Padres beat the Brewers 11-5. The Cubs beat the Royals 5-0. The Pirates won against the Rockies 10-2. The Phillies defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-2. The Dodgers defeated the Athletics 4-2. And for the final game, the Angels defeated the Tigers 11-5. That was your full scoreboard report. I am Kramer Sansone.